welcome to Sweet Tea and Tacos. I'm Dave.
And I'm Jen.
And to finish out Thanksgiving, you've got to have dessert.
That's right.
So, traditional Thanksgiving dessert, I think most people think of pumpkin pie.
Pumpkin pie. I think that's probably the most iconic.
Yeah, I would think so. Now, sweet potato and pumpkin, they're awfully similar.
They are. So, yeah. Again, like we've talked about with some other things on the menu, maybe a little bit more north and south thing, which probably sweet potato pie down here.
Right.
Pumpkin in the north. But pumpkin's so prevalent. I mean, you know, the canned pumpkin.
And that's all we do is canned pumpkin.
Yeah.
But, of course, you got that old joke where pumpkin just tastes like the spices you put in it. So, yeah, but that's a good kind of a custardy pie texture.
Mm-hmm. It can be served warm or cold.
Yeah,
I prefer it cold.
Yeah,
I do too. With, like, whipped cream on top.
Yeah. And, folks, here's a public service announcement. Use real whipped cream, please.
Yeah.
Okay. If you have a mixer of any sort.
Right, hand mixer or a stand mixer.
You can make whipped cream. In 3 minutes.
Yeah, it's really easy.
Heavy whipping cream and sugar and vanilla.
Preferably powdered sugar.
Preferably. You can make whipped cream. Mm-hmm. And it is 1,000 times better.
You add a touch of vanilla even. Yeah.
For all that is good, don't use whipped topping, please.
Yeah.
Now, if you want to get fancy, and there's actually a lot of... Some of the canned ones with the little spray, like the whipped cheese, spray cheese, or whatever. You know, some of those actually don't have junk in them.
Yeah, or maybe a little bit better. And there is one kind of whipped topping that I've seen that's not too junky. It's maybe made with some coconut oil or something.
But
for the most part, just do it from scratch.
It's not hard. No. 3 minutes in a mixer. Yeah. You're good.
Make sure you're... Half and half for your heavy cream is really
cold. Stick it in your bowl, whip it, and you're good.
Yep.
Okay. That was my public service announcement for today. Okay. But pumpkin pie or sweet potato pie really needs it. It's kind of you kind of have to have it.
Yeah.
Now, other kind of pies that are traditional down here, pecan.
Yeah, pecan. Yeah. Ooh, yeah.
And that can go either way with the topping. You know.
Yeah, I mean, we ate it all the time at the holidays, and we never put anything on it. But that was just our family.
Right.
I guess you could even have some ice cream with it.
Yeah. Apple pie.
Apple pie is very traditional. I think that's pretty standard throughout the entirety of the United States.
Yeah, I remember having a lot of that. Mm-hmm. And that's, to me, it's really a pie holiday.
It is a pie holiday, I would have to say.
So I don't really see a Thanksgiving cake or a...
No, not really.
Not really, no.
Now, maybe I could see something like a crumble. Like, I have a recipe for an apple cranberry.
Yes, that's really
kind
good.
Of baked crumble, and it has this topping with like oatmeal and brown sugar and some nuts.
Yeah, the difference between a crumble and a cobbler are very...
Yeah, I tend to think of a cobbler as more of a pastry crust.
Okay.
You know.
Gotcha, where the crumble is just a crumbled topping on the top. Okay. Gotcha.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's really pies.
Yeah, I agree.
Now, one of the things that we will have sometimes at Thanksgiving, mostly at Christmas, is the mincemeat.
Yeah. And people kind of probably scoff at that, kind of like they would put it in the category of maybe like fruitcake or something.
Right.
But
which I like fruitcake too, so.
Yeah. It's really good.
It is really good. It's really sweet. But we don't make it from scratch. We just buy the jar.
And there's, to me, some better jarred brands than others.
Yes.
There's one that may even be from England.
Right.
That's really, really good. Because that's a big thing over there.
Yeah. You know? And your dad loves it. And that's kind of, that's the first time I ever had it. I really like
it. Yeah. I mean, we grew up eating a lot of that.
But we also do that for Christmas. But Thanksgiving, we tend to be pumpkin pie heavy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And what's interesting is, for whatever reason, my family never did pumpkin pie for Thanksgiving. I mean, I think the first time I ate it, was maybe like with your family.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And I loved it. I fell in love with it. I loved the consistency and everything. Mm-hmm. That and sweet potato pie, yeah. You know. And then shortly after we got married, I started making it. I found a recipe and, you know, we'd make it from scratch. And mm-hmm. it's kind of been our thing.
Yeah. And, I mean, you know, obviously you can just use the jarred spices. But, you know, any type of fresher spice or whole spice you use, it's going to change the flavor. Mm-hmm. And you even had a recipe one time that had some ginger in it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was really good.
Yeah, just powdered ginger. Yeah, I would say don't just put pumpkin pie spice. No. Like, do the individual spices. Right. Do the allspice or the nutmeg or the cinnamon or whatever it calls for.
Yeah, you know? And if you, like I said, absolutely use the individual ones. And then even take a step further, you know, try to find. And you usually can find that stuff more in the holidays than you can a regular time of year. Even mm-hmm. if, no matter where, like, especially where we live, it's certainly no a gourmet mecca or huge city,
right?
That becomes a little more accessible during those times.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And real vanilla beans. Excuse me. I read somewhere that this one person was asserting where you really can't tell the difference, or there's a study that said that they like the artificial was liked just as much. But
gosh,
I disagree. To me, it's a much more subtle vanilla flavor.
Mm-hmm. But the other taste to me artificial and leaves sort of this nasty aftertaste.
And vanilla extracts are great, but again, if you can find it, you know, and usually you can during these time of years, vanilla beans, just true vanilla beans.
Yeah.
It adds a different vanilla flavor. It's much more subtle and it's more complex.
Right. But along the lines of your PSA earlier, please don't buy imitation vanilla extract. I know there's a difference in cost, especially these days where everything has gotten so expensive. But just buy a small bottle of the real stuff. Right. Doesn't have to be an ultra gourmet brand.
No.
But you're going to be so grateful.
Right. And you can actually make some of those things yourselves.
Mm-hmm. Like if you want to get real fancy.
Well, you know, here's what we would do when I was at the restaurant. We would use vanilla beans all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Well, scrape your vanilla beans out,
right?
Okay, which you can Google how to do that.
Sure.
But don't throw the pot away.
Mm.
Stick it in a jar with sugar and let that sit.
Oh, yeah.
And it's going to become a vanilla sugar.
Yeah.
So that will help if you're going to add sugar to things. Mm-hmm. Take now you have this vanilla sugar ready to go.
Yeah.
Now you just kind of amp up the vanilla flavor.
Yeah.
But obviously that takes a while. You're not going to do that overnight.
Sure. So. Sure, sure.
But don't throw those away.
Yeah.
But same thing. You can make an extract out of the pods, mm-hmm. you know, if you want to get.
And I'm sure there's plenty of, like you say, Google it or watch a YouTube video. Right. There's all kinds of access to information like that these days that we didn't have, you know, 20 years ago.
Yeah, absolutely. So the pie crust has always been kind of your trying to perfect that pie crust.
And yeah.
You found some recipes you like better than others and, mm-hmm. you know,
It makes a big difference with using butter, or I always tended to gravitate towards butter because I was a little bit leery of shortening,
right?
Because shortenings had gotten into the vein of being partially hydrogenated or hydrogenated, however you want to pronounce it, which lended itself to a shelf life, a more stable shelf life, but they're not good for you,
right?
You know, and now you can find some good shortenings that aren't made that way. Mm. They're more like they're vegan, basically.
Right, and it's a vegetarian vegan shortening that we've come across.
Yeah,
and there's more, and I kind of use the barometer. If we can find it where we live, it tends to be pretty accessible.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's kind of changed what you've been able to do.
Right, because the butter sometimes, you know, you couldn't keep it cold enough and it would melt a little bit when it first went into the oven, and then you wouldn't get all the layers. And so putting a little bit of that good quality shortening in helped. And you still want the butter for the taste.
Right.
But that's been a little bit of a game changer for my baking as far as the pie crusts.
And again, we'll go back to the preparation. Being prepared and spacing things out gives you time to not be in a hurry.
Mm-hmm.
And then you don't do things like forget to put the sugar in a pie.
Right.
So we were eating a pie one time. I'm going to tell a story again. I told one of myself.
It was last year, wasn't it?
It was last year. And you brought the pie out because we end up a lot of times being in a hurry in the pie. We're like, oh, no.
Yeah.
And we, you know, this is interesting. and our daughter and I were kind of looking at each other like, you know, you gotta kind of.
And I had not tried any at that point. Right. And I was like, how was it? It was not getting.
It's good.
Like, very what? Good response.
You know, you don't get that immediate, wow, and then you suspect.
Because this is like kind of my pride and joy in my pumpkin pie. Yeah. I had forgotten to put the sugar.
Yeah.
I was so outdone with myself.
Or we'll get in a hurry, and then it, like, you know, it's coming. It's baking while you're eating dinner, you know, and then everybody's ready for dessert, and it says hot pie, and it's just not set yet.
Right.
So it's got a cool little
bit. It does.
Yeah. Pecan pies, we've made one or two, not a whole lot.
Yeah.
There's a place in where we live that makes this incredible pecan pie. It's kind of all downhill from there. Once you've had it, you're ruined on pecan pie.
It's true.
But, yeah, you know, I've never really had luck with a pecan. We did make one time recently.
Yeah, a couple of years ago, I think.
That was actually turned out pretty good.
It did turn out pretty good. Yeah. And, you know, there's those things that are kind of like, quote-unquote, derby pie or whatever.
Right.
That are kind of like a pecan pie, but they have the chocolate chips and
in
stuff.
There, and it gets so sweet. But, you know, to me, the struggle with the pecan pie is not just having this. It's just sugar. Bunch of sugar and making them so thick and all this. And
you typically use that kind of corn syrup stuff.
Yeah, I don't like that.
It comes in a bottle.
Right. And this one didn't have corn syrup. I don't remember what the process was, but it would, and that's what I liked. That's why I wanted to try it. I found this recipe that had no corn syrup in there, and it was good. It was very different, but it was good. And it didn't have the corn syrup, and it wasn't too thick, and I don't remember what all I had in there.
Yeah.
And I've never. Well, we've made one or two apple pies.
Yeah, we have.
But my dad always makes an apple pie.
Yeah, he makes a good one. And sometimes he'll put raisins in it. That's a nice always, touch.
Yeah, it is good. Yeah. So. But anyway, Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Dessert. Use real vanilla.
Yeah.
And make your own whipped cream.
Yeah, and on the pie crust, I know you can buy your own, and sometimes you have to.
There are
some better brands out there.
They're just getting to be a lot better.
Of like a pie crust where it's not already in the pan. I mean, those, you can get those kind of in the frozen section. But these are like...
just rolled up.
Kind of rolled up in something like a wax paper or whatever. Yeah. And you just defrost it a little bit and roll it out. And then you can do all your kind of fancy crimping and whatnot. And those are actually not a bad option.
They're not bad if you need to save some time.
I think we used one time for like a mincemeat pie.
Yeah. And what's nice about that is you get to freeform it. Yeah. So you can kind of, it looks like homemade.
Right.
But there are, even the ones in the pans, there's getting to be better options of what's in
it. And you know our thing. We talk a lot about the junky stuff. Just avoid the junky, the artificial and the imitation and all that, you know.
But yeah, so that's, but you know, the benefit of those rolled ones are going to look a little more homemade. Mm-hmm. But then you have the option to say if you wanted to cut out little decorations, that type of pre-made crust gives you the option.
Right, you probably could have a little extra dough left over and you can... You know, cut some leaves or whatever. I mean, we have even these little stampy things that are leaves that cut nice. You know, it's just a nice little accent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, you know, in pie pans, you know, you got all kinds of decorative ones. The only downside, we have this one that's really fluted and really cool looking, but getting the pie out of there.
Yeah, it's really difficult.
It's hard. So sometimes just the basic pie pan, is
and isn't
good.
There that thing about a dark pan cooks the crust more quickly or something like that?
Glass, I don't know which one it is.
Yeah, we should know.
You know what? That's a podcast episode.
It might be.
Probably. pies are coming because it's such a big deal with us. We like pie.
We love pie. And it's hard to get good pie commercial. I mean, like, you know, to just, there are not a lot of places in our area where you could walk in, say, at a diner or somewhere.
No, restaurants.
And
get
say,
pie.
I want a piece of pie and coffee. They're just not there.
Pecan pie, but that's about it.
Yeah, maybe.
A key lime pie.
Yeah.
You know,
or lemon icebox.
Or lemon icebox.
In the summertime.
But that's about it. Otherwise, it's cheesecake factories around here. You know, it's just cheesecake. That's what a lot of restaurants, and it's, I understand why.
Yeah.
Or you get cakes.
Or something like a brownie with ice cream.
A brownie
cream.
Or tort, you know. But it's hard to get 8 apple pie. somewhere. Yeah. Or, you know.
You know, I don't know what it is. I mean, pies, I will say, they're not the easiest thing to make. There's a lot of variables that can go wrong. But then also, they may be seen as somewhat of a kind of a, more of a, like a common food.
Right.
You know, like if there was a gourmet restaurant, they might think, well, we have to do some kind of fancy tort or, you know, something. But
which, don't get me wrong, it's great.
But I don't think you can really do better than pie.
No. And that's just kind of where we live. You might have more access where you. I know there's some places in Louisiana. There's several really famous pie places over there that just, and you get all kinds. You get the coconut pies.
And there's buttermilk pies. And I mean, a chocolate pie.
Chocolate pie. You know, there's a restaurant that was famous here for their chocolate pie.
Mm-hmm. Or chocolate chess.
Chocolate chess, yeah. All those are really good.
Mm-hmm.
But they're hard to find.
Yeah.
So making those is an art form. But yeah, for Thanksgiving, the pumpkin pie is probably the number one.
Mm-hmm.
Pecan pie.
But sweet potato.
Sweet potato pie, yeah.
So give it a try.
Yeah. All right. So like I said, I think if you take a couple takeaways is cook it soon enough so that it can cool off or at least come to room temp.
Right. Get your pie dough prepared ahead.
Prepared ahead.
Let it rest.
That's another,
in the fridge.
You could do that a day ahead of time if you're making it from scratch.
Mm-hmm. Use real vanilla
and make homemade whipped cream.
Yep.
Yeah. And if you want super fancy on the whipped cream, you can get a cream charger.
Yep.
They're not cheap, but you just pour your cream in there and it uses CO2. But if you just have a hand mixer and a bowl, you can make it in 3 minutes. So, okay. So that's the end of that. I think we beat that horse. All right. So, desserts for Thanksgiving. I think we wrapped up Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Yeah, we covered
A lot of ground.
Yeah. So let us know. You know, do you have any other desserts you do for Thanksgiving that I, you know, we haven't covered?
Yeah.
What are some other things, you know?
Yeah, what are your dessert traditions?
Yeah, so hit us up on Facebook, Instagram, send us an email, all that kind of thing. And don't forget to subscribe and share with your friends for Sweet Tea and Tacos. I'm Dave.
And I'm Jen. Happy Thanksgiving.